This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescott moves under center to change the play. Now backs up into the gun. Two receivers each way. Snap back on second and goal. Good block from Guyton. And Prescott has to avoid pressure. Runs into his blocker. Runs at the 10. Flips it in the end zone. And Dowdle hung on despite contact. Touchdown, Cowboys.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Congratulations to Dylan in Fort Worth, who won the Eagles-Cowboys party passes. Remember, in the next hour, we will have a pair of seats for the tickets for that game coming up. Right now,
learn how to spell.
It's time.
Game, learn how to spell.
To talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Oh,
Mickey, dude. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. All right. I'm going to warn you.
Uh-oh.
Mike wanted to ask the first question, and then he told us what the first question was, and I vetoed that, and so he is now not going to ask you the first question.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, no.
No, you know what? What do you think about the results last night, Mick?
And that's even a sanitized version of the question he was going to ask.
I think he's talking about the college football playoff,
yeah,
right?
I guess.
Did Mizzou
get in?
How much time do we have?
Not enough time for that.
Mickey, yeah. Hey, what's going on with the Micah?
He's back, baby.
Looks like he's going to practice today.
All right.
So we'll see. Obviously, how much he does. I'm sure it's limited. But again, I mean, it's 6 weeks, right? And we'll see just what he can do. And if 2 to 3 practices get you ready to play, I'm sure he'll be out there. But I think you kind of got to wait and see, sort of like when they started Bland on his practice period, and 2 practices in, and his foot got sore, and we haven't seen him practice yet, and he won't practice today. So I don't know if he'll make it back this week.
And once he returns to practice, it kind of feels like you're setting us the same thing up with Micah Parsons. Hey, just because they're back at practice doesn't mean they're 100% ready to kick ass like the level we're used to.
Right. And, and someone asked Mike, something happened. Did he get a setback? And no, he just hasn't gotten back yet. I know it's since he fractured his fifth metatarsal, it's been 2 months maybe.
Yeah.
I was out 3 months when I fractured mine.
Ouch. Yeah.
Not that there's a comparable, but
sure.
That's what it took. And he had surgery to help facilitate the healing. And you get a plate in there and a couple screws, your foot's probably not the same.
Any particular surprise, I'm guessing no, about the release of Jordan Phillips?
No, I was waiting. Why did it take so long?
Wow.
Well, he played.
I'm not disputing you.
He played 2 games, had 30, I think I went back and I just looked, 30-some snaps, and he had an assisted tackle. And too many times, he was 5 yards back of the line of scrimmage. So, sometimes you got to take the eraser out and go, well, this just didn't work.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. At least they got a 7th-round pick back for it.
Hey.
Gave up a 6th, but not until 2026. So
yeah.
That's so far off, it's almost negligible. But, yeah, it would have been nice if he, and then he somewhat had the wrist injury that he, declined to say it was a wrist injury. And you can tell he just wasn't into it, and they started his practice period, the 21-day, and I think he practiced for 2 weeks and wasn't ready to go. So, yeah, same thing with Booth. You know, sometimes dead weight, just, you know, got to move on. I mean, he got his chance to start against the Giants, and he looked in the first half like he looked in preseason, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, and really hadn't played much after that. And it's like, okay, well, he's just kind of taken up a roster spot. You know, open it up and bring in somebody young that can maybe get some snaps at some point. So, yeah, I was on both of those. I was wondering what took so long.
What McCarthy or anybody else that you've talked to, what's been their explanation or emphasis on why they went and got Jonathan Mingo rather than just like be?
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Short there, what were their thoughts on him? Was it because of what they saw in the draft previously?
Yeah. And it was for the future. It wasn't like to fix this season, right? The Cowboys were never, you know, one player away from fixing the season like a lot of other teams did.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, signing or trading for 30-something-year-old wide receivers on the final year of their contract. So they trade for a guy that's 23. He's got this year and two more years left on his contract, and the next 2 years are like 1.5 cap hit and 1.6 or 7 cap hit. So it's not really, from a cap standpoint, a big expenditure, unlike I think it was Davante Adams. You know, his next 2 years, our cap hits are $35
million. Yikes.
And he's already 30, what did I have figured out, 30, 32, I think. Yeah, a lot of those trades people made for other wide receivers were basically a half-season deal. And they were old, and they had to inherit a contract. So the Cowboys inherited that contract, but it's only costed them like $550,000 this year. From a contract standpoint, and he's 23 years old, so he will be the youngest guy in the wide receiver room today.
I hope this makes sense. Are you ever discouraged by a positive stat? And what I mean by that is, so the Cowboys against the Falcons, 33 carries, 100 yards, better than I probably would have guessed. So 3.33 rushing average against, second lowest allowed of the season by the Cowboys, and then they still lost. And then you're going up against somebody who I think you'd probably make an argument has been the second best running back in the league this season. And I don't know, that kind of combination of things makes me not super optimistic about this weekend.
Well, yeah, I mean, Saquon Barkley will be difficult to deal with wherever your defense is ranked or whatever your defense is giving up, especially if he can leap guys backwards, right?
That was amazing.
But so it was encouraging how they handled Bijan Robinson running the ball. But then I believe he picked up 57 yards receiving.
Yeah.
So his total from, you know, scrimmage was like 130-something. So there was a kind of a give and take there. You know, okay, I'll take that we stopped you somewhat from running the ball. And the team, you know, just running for, what did it end up, like 100 yards?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And you're going, oh, okay, that's not bad, but the runs and when they occurred hurt. So, you know, and Philadelphia's pretty good, you know, offensively and defensively, and especially these last few games. Although, you know, it just occurred to me, they've got a four-game winning streak, right? They've beaten 2-7, 2-7, yeah. 2-7, and 4-5. Now, I'm not trying to make an argument that the Cowboys are going to go out there and win this, but I'm just – sometimes it depends on just who you're playing. And so, you know, but again, the Cowboys helped Atlanta get to where they're at now because they came in at 5-3, and to me that was a beatable team, even though they were 5-3. You know, you win and they're 5-4, and you're going, well, yeah, okay, they're okay. But they made them look real good by the plays that occurred. It wasn't just consistent getting beat down. It was just you give up this play, you give up that play. And, you know, the one play that the Cowboys, I know, will continue to look at, and they are, and probably we are too, was that was the third down incompletion when Ferguson didn't block Judon.
Yes.
And he gets pressure on Dak, who already has tore his hamstring and couldn't adjust to throw the ball to him when he was wide open and he had two offensive linemen coming to lead the way against one DB. That's going to the house, right?
Yeah.
But that's what occurred. And a lot of times, if you're not really good, then you can't overcome little things like that, and then they stick out like a sore thumb.
Appreciate the insight. As always, good sir, we'll catch up with you tomorrow and talk even more Eagles.
Tell Mike if he wants, give me a call, and I'll fill him in for 30 minutes.
All right.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.